Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Betty J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Say AJ will leave your body on the floor till I'm on the leader intersection. Break out the crack of dawn, keep the rings and wars blazing till it's gone. Proof can't believe the hype, the girls are gone, we getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight, keeping other opponents, yeah, they always in my sight. So before you come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yeah, front and center. If you're scared, say you're scared of still money, victory, going strong for the belt. We're about to make history, ring the bell, better yet, ring the alarm. Leaving bodies left with pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get over here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Sadie J. This is yet another great day on the show, another great week. It is Tuesday, which is what makes the second show of the week. You know we do shows Mondays through Thursdays right here on blogtalkradio.com/Sadie J, one of the featured shows of Blog Talk. And mainly, I can check us out at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or where I'm at, Central, 7 p.m. So check us out every Monday through Thursday. And soon we'll be doing our live shows from the ICE Radio Network, so y'all get ready for that. That's what we do our stuff 24/7 right now, our music, all that stuff is over there. And off the top, I'm going to go ahead and just thank everyone. Oh, my God. Like, y'all came through, man. I will admit that they posted a stat today for the Life of the Dust station and all everything on ICE Radio Network, all the stations and whatnot. And I had the top station. Now, before, I just had the top indie station. And the two stations that it was hard to beat out was the children's station and the oldie station. I beat both of those out, and I tripled the amount of listeners I had from the past month. So that is a big thing, man. Y'all really got the word out about the show, and this is like, man, big ups to y'all for really doing y'all thing, getting that happening, man. And I really appreciate y'all because especially when you start something like that, when you start a brand new station, and it's not through Blog Talk, which is a big network of stuff where they kind of have the upper hand of years of all these stations already, and then trying to do that yourself is just hard sometimes, and we're accomplishing that giant more and more every day. So... Now, it looks like they took the phone lines because I see somebody's on our phone lines, and we definitely got to show them some love. Let's see who this is. Okay, caller from the 915. You are on Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Sadie J. What's up?
What's up? This is Tondalia Shamley. How are you?
Fine. What's up? I'm glad, man. You don't understand. I'm glad to have. Like, I've been looking forward to this week all month long. I seriously have.
All right, good.
Because between you and tomorrow with Imoje Couture, like, between y'all, it's like, especially the fact that I work with models a lot, it's like,
right.
Y'all that's come on this show is really going to help a lot of models listen to the show because Y'all can give them the real stuff in between. And it's also a view with your book out as well, Business of Fashion Modeling. I mean, and then you also have the magazine, all that stuff. You really are on top of your stuff, and it helps our model to hear someone that's in the industry give them more insight of being aware of certain things and how to conduct themselves.
That's right. That's right. It's so important, and it's so important to be professional, to handle your career, your hobby, whatever you may call the modeling industry for yourself, but handle it like a business and handle it like a career. Make sure that you're on top of everything because, you know, there's a lot of people that are out there getting taken advantage of right now. And so you want to, you know, kind of avoid that. There are ways to do that.
Exactly. And, I mean, one of the models in my network group I started said it best. She said best on the episode here. She was like, I'm models that go out there and they're paying all this money for them not to be and then not ever getting anything done. And it's right. I think that's just craziness. And it's like if somebody really wants you that bad, I think a lot of these artists and whatnot that's getting these models to come out to their videos and they got a huge budget. Where is the budget for the models and whatnot?
That's right. It's still, I mean, you know, they call them video models or whatever. It doesn't matter. They're working for you. You need to pay them. You know what I mean? They need to take that attitude that they're still professionals. They're still in a business, and they're still doing this to make money. It's still a business for them. It's a career for them, and they're still trying to make money. So everything that they do cannot be for exposure or, you know, to volunteer for it or things like that. I always say that you're not a professional until you're paid as such. So how are you ever going to become a professional if you're not getting paid?
Exactly. And even with me, I have to say even with me being a rare personality too, I fought myself with that sometimes too where I have to say that that me not always charging people. And more
right.
I see this most of the time not charging people that sometimes people kind of take it because sometimes that's the thing too, people that take advantage of you when
right.
you don't when you're not getting paid too. That's the thing too, not just with the same miles just get paid, but also it's like you gotta be careful because people take advantage of you if they're getting paid and you're not getting paid.
That's
I'm not
right.
down with that kind of stuff.
Right, exactly.
So from the get go. Let's go ahead and from the very beginning. How did you actually get started into the industry?
Well, I started out at the age of 8. My stepmother was a fashion designer, and my father was a politician. Weird, but yeah, those two things together. But it came out to be that we did a lot of fundraiser fashion shows. So I helped my stepmother a lot with that. Went on from there to through high school and then to college, where I majored in fashion merchandising and textiles with a minor in business. While I was in school, of course, we had to put on fashion show productions, be in the shows. You know, we had to design the clothes, you know, wear the clothes and things like that. It was part of our curriculum, part of our program. Later on, after graduating, I did go into retail for 6 years. And just worked the retail scene for a long time, everything from sales associate to, you know, store manager. And then I decided that I wanted to go into business myself. And I started out with one of my sorority sisters and colleagues in the college. We started out a company in the industry. And we started out working with talent. And then we went on to work with models. And so it's pretty much been something that I've been doing for quite a long time. I've owned and operated my own agency in the Washington, D.C. area, as well as overseas in Germany for 3 years. So I have a national and international relationship within the industry. From there, I began to do more consulting because I was finding that individual models, working with them individually was more beneficial than, you know, having a large array of models that I had to book for jobs and things like that. So I became a fashion model consultant. And I can say right now that I'm probably the only one in the United States of America, probably in the world, that calls themselves a fashion model consultant, where I consult and help models to professionally prepare themselves and to get their foot in the door of the industry by making sure that they're prepared to do so. And we go through everything from photo shoots, photographs, health appearance, the researching agencies in marketing areas, making sure that they're doing everything that they need to do to prepare themselves to get into the industry. And I've been pretty much in the industry now for over 30 years.
Okay, so that's very good. You got definitely a great background behind you. And as I said before, as far as like a lot of the models that come into the industry, or for this, even more so, we're gonna go ahead and go to the ones that haven't even gotten to the industry yet, but are kind of looking in to get into it. What would you say was like the first thing you would tell a model that's already in their mind saying, okay, I want to be a model, but at the same time, how do I get into this? Like a lot of them, they could come in this game and kill so many of these people in this game right now, but they just don't know how to start. How do they actually get into it?
I always do a personality test. This just to start off, because a lot of times, you know, they hear, you're so pretty, you should be a model, or you have the look, you should be a model, you're tall, you're slim, whatever. But you really have to, as a person, be prepared mentally, not just physically, but mentally to be able to step into this industry, because there's going to be rejection, there's going to be criticism, there's going to be everything, there's going to be doors slammed in your face. So mentally, and is your personality really a match for being in this industry? So even in my book, there is a series of personality tests that I require that my reader and the model go through, so that they can get a better feel for if they really have the personality to be in the industry. That's the first step. I would say that is the first step, is to know that you have the personality. And then on top of that, knowing where you would fit into the industry, you know, based on your look, your height, your size, you know, are you a parts model? Are you a fit model? Are you a senior model? What category would you fall in? Because you really want to focus on that. Don't try to spread yourself too thin across the number of things. Focus on something that you will be really good at, so you can excel in it, and that would be, you know, kind of like step two. And again, I go through those different categories in my book as well. So I would say that those are the first steps for anyone that's brand new trying to get into the industry. Do those things first, and then, you know, seek out what else would be the best direction for you to go.
And well, brothers, most of the stuff you just say, I pretty much tell models are going through this, but it's people who are professional, who throw professional in front of them, and they can't tell a model half the stuff you just said just now, and that really drives me insane. That really drives me insane, and it worries me, because a lot of times you see flash with it, and it's like, oh, okay, but they don't know that this person didn't really do their research on this stuff. Like, I always, people, like, models are getting German. That sometimes, like, once they're trying to get in, because I'll bug them definitely. I'll go, do you know what you want to do? Because, like, you need to focus on that. Because,
yes.
And I have to say, I am very grateful. I am very grateful and thank God that most of the ones I work for know exactly what lane they're doing, they're trying to go into. And then, what you say with personality, too, one of the things I always look at is how, like, I like working with people who are humble. And that's one of the reasons what kind of led me to doing an interview with you, too, because I like working with humble people. That's, you can be, because a lot of people get confused. Like, when I say humble, that doesn't mean you can't be demanding of wanting stuff and wanting it the right way. It's just don't walk around stuff up all the time. Like, something's owed to you all the time. Like, I think people are owed to work for a hard. Don't think it's just owed to you off the bat.
Right. And that's, you know, that kind of stems from models that come into the industry and they got picked up maybe with an agency and they get this diva attitude. No, that's not going to work. And it's not going to help you in any way. Don't do it. You know what I mean? Be humble. Be persuasive. Be persistent. Know that what you have to offer is something that is good. Don't take it to an extreme, you know, with being a diva, you know. But, you know, do have your confidence, because that is going to be something that is needed even in front of the camera. But, you know, don't throw off a diva attitude. That's the first thing that will get you booted from the agency, kicked off the job, or whatever that, you know, can come with all of that.
And that's the thing. What I hate a whole lot is a lot of people are really downplaying these models that's coming into the industry, really doing a lot of great things and whatnot. But they, like I said before, is just a lot of times they get thrown off by what they see. Because a lot of times in the media and whatnot, and some of the hip hop videos and whatnot, we see, I name dropping, but it's just, I make this a great example, like the whole Cat Stack stuff and stuff like that. Like, they see her because she's always acting a fool and all that, and then girls get this mindset, like, that's the way I got to act, or they watch Bad Girls Club.
Right.
They watch
right.
all that TV stuff, and they're not realizing that's not going to get you. That's for TV, and it's
right.
not going to get you out there. Not the way you
right.
want to get out there.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was going to say, because you see a lot of reality shows, and a lot of them are, you know, fashion modeling and things like that. And on those reality shows, it's a show, it's TV, you know, so it has some reality to it. It has some realness to it. But then there's other parts that have been scripted, that have been edited, you know, and that are put in there just so that the show is still sellable and still appealing to its audience. So don't think that that is, like, the exact way that, you know, the industry is, or the exact way that you need to act to be able to get into this industry. And a lot of the models that have gone through that realm of reality shows, some of them are working. But look at those who are working in a positive job, that are working in a positive way. Because sometimes, you know, those reality shows do not put you in a positive, you know, way. They don't screen you in a positive way. They screen you in a negative way, and you don't want that, because that can, you know, help you to lose job. You know, people will see that and not want to work with you. So, yeah.
And one person I know off the bat who definitely does hold themselves in a positive light, and they were on a reality show, and she's been on the show before, Courtney Mason. And she was on Your Cutoff. That is one of the most, first of all, she's one of the most humble people I know. And you saw, what I loved about it on the show, it really did show how she really is. It was like, why is she on this show now? I was confused. It was like, you still kind of confused, because she was just, like, so humble and whatnot. And that's the thing. And you don't get to see that a whole lot and see that person
right.
getting the most shine. And that's what I loved about it, especially people who are minorities. We really get
right.
put down like that. We obviously the main ones to get thrown out under the bus.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So one of them go to a quick music break, and then we're going to come back and ask you some more questions. Because, as I told everyone, on everywhere I've sent everything to y'all today, BBM, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, wherever it is, space, everyone, I told you before that this woman has definitely got a great background behind her. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how she got involved in the magazine and talk more about her book, too, as well. So y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back right after this quick song break. And let's see. This is like one of my favorite ones. I love playing so much because it kind of makes me feel good when I hear it. This is Neo featuring Rick Ross, Champagne Life remix.
Maybach music.
Yeah. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass.
Rosé.
Let's start it off sexy. What do you say?
Huh?
and all the ladies say,
name that music.
I'm in the city, so it's going down. All the tables in Paris, you wait to go around. Pick up Neo from the compound. As I pick up my speed, my top comes down. Both multi-platinum, but it's time to triple up. Skip the double date tonight, we gotta triple up. Petite triple cup baguette, stay glittered up. And my pink pinky ring just big as fuck. Skip class, I want a chick with ass. Skip swag, she want a man with cash. I got both, the multiple choice, got a moist. Headed straight to the Gansevoort and the Rolls Royce. Put that geese down, girl, we some rock boys. Dream team got a lot of guac boys. Line it up, you know we stay super high. But here's a toast to this pink champagne light.
Got an addiction for life in this city. Like every day is my birthday, know when I'm getting. Can reserve the time, not that's where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in some sickness independent. And my attitude so chill and so breezy. And my designer suits, I make them so easy. That's it, baby. Don't you dare act like you don't see me. Baby, I know you see me. It's all about this.
Everybody, it's your girl Elizabeth Langham, and whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
Oh, I love that girl. She's so silly. Yeah, that was Rick Ross and my boy Neo. That was Champagne Life remix, and shout out to Elizabeth Langham. She's so crazy, man. Anyways, we're back in the building. We got my girl Tanalia Shamley on the line. And if y'all haven't, if y'all missed any of the show already, y'all know how y'all can check it out, man. Go to iTunes. I go to iTunes. I can go to blogtalkradio.com/Eddie J. I can listen to the show over and over and over and get this into your mind. And then after that, because you ain't going to get everything, go read the book. Read the book, which we'll be talking about right now, The Business of Fashion Modeling. And kind of tell us, like, when did you just, what kind of led you to writing this book?
Well, like I said, I started off doing some modeling myself for several years. I did runway commercial print, promotional modeling. I had the opportunity to take on a project under an agency as the lead model and eventually stemmed a business from that. But what I found was that there were some things that even I was missing from the industry that I had not learned from my experiences. And so I felt like, okay, let me pull together some content. And I started out doing seminars with this information where models could come in and sit down and actually, you know, get the information firsthand, you know, ask questions or whatever it may be. It's also been put into a course, an online course. So this information has been a collective amount that has come from all the experiences that I've gone through where I've seen a lack of content throughout the time that I've been in my career for over 30 years. So that's how I came up with the information. It's things that I think that a model, it's most important. It's not, you know, telling you how to put on makeup or how to walk on a runway or, you know, what kind of clothes you should wear and things like that. It's not going through that. It's going through truly business. I even do, from my own learning, from my master's degree program in business, is how to do a SWOT analysis. That's how to determine what your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats are within the industry, a personal SWOT analysis, so that you can take, if you have any weaknesses, you can turn them into strengths. If you have any threats, you can turn them into opportunities. So it really goes through business and how to, you know, professionally develop yourself into a professional model.
It's a really, really crazy question. Have you ever ran into anyone who was unworkable, who you would probably say you just can't find, there's no way, no how that you can get them to get this stuff?
Absolutely. And I want to say that, you know, I can help anybody become, you know, a model, but it really was the lack of professionalism that kind of really turned me off. You know, you don't show up late, you know, never show up late. Always come prepared, whether it's to a runway show or to a photo shoot. Have that model bag, you know, have your calendar ready so that if they need to book you for other things, that you're ready, you have it written down, you know that you're available for that. Just the little things like that that did not show a high level of professionalism, I don't care how beautiful you are, how tall you are, how well you walk, if you cannot be professional with this business, I can't work with you. So I have ran into that before.
Right. And one of the things I definitely got to say is sometimes a lot of these girls, I know there's professional photographers, because I make sure to put it out there, as far as like ones that's not trying to get over on these models and whatnot, and really are trying to help them build a portfolio or whatnot. But a lot of these models who get into these mindsets that, oh, like we go back to what we said earlier with the I'm too pretty to do this, and I can be in a diva mindset. And like you said, by showing up on time or whatnot, or even crazier, not showing up at all, you have
right.
This people trying to ready to take these professional pictures of you since you have professional products to put out there. But instead of making sure you meet these commitments, you decided, oh, I can just get to Rebecca another time. And then now you're left with BlackBerry and Android pics as model pics of yourself.
Exactly. And there's probably two things that I can comment on that. One is photographers who do portfolios. As a model, you really have to understand that your portfolio cannot be all from one photographer. It has to be from several different photographers because not all photographers see the same thing, have the same talent, you know, and so you want to have a variety of photographs from different photographers in your portfolio. So that means you don't need to shoot. I have one model who is shooting about 200 pictures in 25 photo sessions right now. She's shooting that from one photographer. Can you imagine how many pictures that is? A model has to update their portfolio every 6 months. So you don't need to shoot, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of photographs with one photographer when you're going to have to turn around and shoot again. So being really careful about what it is exactly that you're getting, and when you're working with a photographer that you've researched them, you know what they're capable of doing so that when you look at other photographers, you know that they have a different way of shooting and you have that variety in your portfolio. An aspiring model, a new model, should have no more than 10 to 15 pictures in their portfolio to start out with. And then from there, you're putting in tear sheets. You're putting in content that shows that you are actually working. So, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is that a photographer, some of them cannot get you work because they're not agents or agencies. So if a photographer says, yes, I can get you work if you shoot with me, you know, if they're not connected directly to a agency, that might not be so, or the work might be, you know, just little small jobs that, you know, you have to think about what benefits you. What are you going to get out of the deal? Same thing with the pictures. Do you have the rights to your photographs? Don't just snap, snap, snap with a photographer and let them keep the pictures, because you know what they're doing? They're putting those pictures up on stock photography websites and they're making money from it. But did you get paid? Did you get your pictures? You know, it's things like that, little things like that, that are the part of the business side that a model really has to be aware of so that when they step into a situation, they know how to handle it.
Right. And it just goes back. So, like, even me, I'm not even a model. And I have, like you said, I had three different photo shoots. And all three of those photo shoots are different photographers. They're from three different complete areas.
Yes.
Three different backgrounds, all that kind of stuff. You got one from ATL, shout out to him, Crazy B, and his mindset is he likes a whole lot of flashy type stuff. Nicole, she does more in Portland. She does more stuff of she's real creative, and like she likes to like pick props, like props you wouldn't even think to use, and use
right.
that as a way to convey an idea, an abstract idea. And then my most recent one, Picture Perfect, he uses like, because when I did it, it was an outside nature shot or whatnot. He thought
right.
of ideas that I didn't even think of. He was like, okay, I want you going from this street and going. I was like, what is the purpose of it? He was like, because I wanted to kind of show how what these trees represent is growth. And so I want you to be in front of this tree because you got this tree, it looks dead, but it's still strong and it's deeply rooted. I was like, dang.
Right.
Right.
But that's what you get. Everybody has their own creative, you know, outlet. And so they're going to do things that are different. And you want that variety in your portfolio. You want that so that the agents and the agencies see that you have that versatility and you're not just doing the exact same thing over and over and over. We wouldn't want someone who's going to shoot the same way every time when they're put in front of the camera. So that's very good to have, you know, those extremes, those three extremes, to be able to shoot with them like that.
Well, and like you said, it's very important because it's like, as I said before, it's just one different variety. it's kind of like with social networking. A lot of people say, why do you need Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace? Because they all three have something different that the other one doesn't necessarily can do. Twitter, I can get something out real quick and not have to type that much and get the point out really quick. Facebook,
right.
I get to spend a lot more time, be more personable. MySpace
right.
is more design oriented. You pretty much have a nice design page and have things placed in the right place for that to work.
Right.
So they all have their own lanes. It works exactly how you said it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So next thing, as far as like magazine, how did you actually get into doing EP style e magazine?
Yes, EP style is www.epstyle.com. Actually, here where I am in El Paso, Texas, there is a very small fashion modeling industry here. And so once I got here, coming from the booming industry in Europe, I was like, okay, where is it? You know, where are the models? Where's the industry? Where's the designers? Where are the photographers that shoot fashion and not portraits? You know, I was looking for that. So what EP Style actually is for, it's a local magazine. And I use local models, local photographers, local hairstylists, makeup artists, designers. I use the talent that's here. And, you know, I have to seek out, you know, that talent. But I use the talent that's here and feature them in the magazine. So every person that you see in the magazine is a local model that we have worked with, did the photo shoot, you know, did the styling with local makeup artists, local hairstylists, et cetera, to get the content that we have there. And as the editor-in-chief, of course, I'm producing the articles that you see there. I have my Melmode editor, Desmond Edwards, who does the Melmode section of the magazine. And we really come together in presenting this to our city. You know, to have an outlet for fashion and models and everything like that right here in El Paso. And from that, I've created the Coalition of Fashion Professionals, which is a initiative to a nonprofit organization that is going to be here in El Paso as well. And it's basically to help preserve the ethical business practices right here in El Paso for talent, entertainment, and modeling right here in El Paso. So that organization, as a matter of fact, on Thursday we'll be having our first mixer for that and bringing together everyone that's in the industry here in El Paso for that particular thing. So it's me just kind of reaching out to my community and to my local area and presenting these talented people to the rest of the world.
I have a question. Well, as far as of that as well. How can someone, well, like, for instance, like, I'm in the Dallas area, so I'm hours away, but I'm not too far away from you. How can someone, like, in that area help support the movement, even though we're not in El Paso?
Oh, yes. Well, of course, reaching out to us through the magazine, editor at epstyle.com. I have a great publishing group that I'm part of. We are Publishers Gone Green. And I write for several other publications that fall under Mocha Publishing. And our publisher is here as well. So, and we're a group of females that are just kind of like doing our thing, you know. And, but yes, just reaching out basically to us through the publication. We do have a social network for EP Style as well, both at Facebook. We have our own social network. And then, when you go into the website for the publication, which is online, and it's online, it's flipped through, the archived issues are there. February will be our first annual issue. We've published for a year now, and I'm excited about it because on Saturday, I'm going to be like Oprah, and I'm putting myself on the cover, you know. So I'm doing a photo shoot myself for the publication for February. For the cover and doing a style spread for the publication for its first year of publishing. So I'm excited about that.
And for those of y'all who wonder, she's a very attractive woman. So y'all see the cover, y'all gonna be like, oh.
Thank you.
Well, I decided to give you a blush moment. I can't let you get away with that one. But as far as the website, how can we go to that website?
It's
the social network.
Yes. Well, you can get to it through our main website as well, and it's www.epstyle.com. And our social network is on Ning, and you can click into Ning through our website. So it's www.ep, E as in Edward, P as in Peter, style.com.
As I told people before, Ning is actually, a lot of people doubt the Ning site, but a lot of great sites are through Ning. I can't stress that any more than ever. Like, a lot of people, because they go, oh, it's Ning, yeah, yeah. Like I said before, y'all really go through about it. A lot of stuff, you know, besides, you know, as far as like thisis50.com, that's a Ning site. Tyra Banks Show uses the Ning site. Ellen's Show is the Ning site. All those big sites you go to, those are all Ning sites. Core DJs,
right.
Ning site. And so Albert stuff, a lot of people, they try to downplay to use a Ning site that is not necessary. I think, in my opinion, especially now that they've released it, where you have more ownership of it, you pretty much have ownership of it completely yourself, then it's definitely a great tool to have. Your person who seriously wants to have full control of your website, but also allow members to join you.
Right. It's a great business tool. And, you know, that's the way that I think of it. It's a good business tool. And it helps you to interact with, you know, clients, fans, whoever. It helps you to connect with them a little bit more because you have that opportunity to do that through me.
Most definitely. Okay, so we also, not only are you an editor in chief, you're an author, and also a consultant, you're also an radio personality here on Blog Talk as well. How did that come about?
Yes, it's called Your Fashion Model Consultant, which is Radio QYFMC Radio. And we came up with that because we wanted to give models a radio show where they could come in and listen to different topics, different information. I am constantly giving out information on that radio show. I'm constantly bringing in people to interview who are in the industry that give very good insight as well, everything from agencies and agents to photographers, to models, to designers, those people who would give some good insight to aspiring models or models that are in the industry, in helping them to just make their career better all around. We talk about things that happen in the news and stuff like that, like the salary issue that came up with the agency and the models. That's one thing. The Better Business Bureau put out an article about basically getting taken advantage of, modeling scams that are going on. We discuss those types of things to keep everyone informed. So it's a very good show. I'm giving, like I said, out a lot of information. So just listening in, you can pick up on a lot of things that will help you through your career. It's every Sunday, 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And so that would be 3:30 p.m. in your time, I believe, and, of course, 5:30 p.m. in Eastern Standard Time. So it's every Sunday. We go over this information. We encourage callers to call in with questions because I answer them on the spot.
And as far as, like, because I worry about writing, and I almost play like Big Brother to models and whatnot. Is how exactly do they know when there's a scam, a modeling scam coming their way?
No, there is no way for them to know. They just have to really do their research. And that is one of the things that I do go over in my book, is researching agents and agencies and researching businesses. It tells them how to go through the Better Business Bureau, go through different entities that feature businesses so that they can see, first of all, is this a legitimate business? Find out, first of all, if the business is legitimate. Then try to research to find out what have they done in the past. If it's a brand new company, brand new business that has never done anything before, and then you come along, how would you know, you know, what they're going to be able to do for you if you can't see what they've already done for others? So it's just doing your research and finding out first before you commit yourself to anything by doing that research. Never, ever, ever, ever give your money out to anyone without doing research first. There are some businesses where they require that you spend money, you know, give money to them, but most models won't have to do that. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. You shouldn't have to pay money out to someone who wants to work with you. Sometimes agencies will say, like I was with an agency in Virginia called Elan Models, and we were required to just maintain our comp card at the agency. So we had to make sure that it stayed stocked. Now, that is simply to build responsibility. Some models need to be responsible. If they're given everything, then they're not taking responsibility. So sometimes, you know, they do things that make the model responsible. Hey, you just put money out for those cards. If you want to, you know, get agents to look at your cards, then you need to go out and work, you know, the best that you can when we send you on jobs so that you can continue to get work. But keep us stocked with those. Keep them updated, things like that. So, you know, it's really no way of knowing whether you're going to be scammed or enter into a scam. Just never, ever, ever give out money without doing that research first.
No, definitely. And like I say, that's definitely something that's most definitely something I do a whole lot myself. Me, like, whenever I tell a model, okay, I want to find a way, how can we both help each other? And when they start deciding to do that, I give them all my information of make sure they can do as much research as possible, because the thing is, when I want someone to know that I'm not hiding anything from them, all that
right.
kind of stuff. It's because I don't like, that's why I hate people do that. You know, they try to hide things from me. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And another thing I wanted to say too, what I will most definitely be doing onto the model site, I'll be featuring your radio station on there from here on out, as far as like I will be placing your player on there so that people can continue to support your show, because I really want, like, that's one of my things, one of my passions of why I started a group in the first place. I want models to become more conscious in this industry, and also
right.
because of how you are, or as far as the position you have now, is the fact that they know that they can become bosses in this industry too, that they don't have to just be, they don't have to always be just the model. They can also be the woman that's doing the model coaching, the, you know, that's
right.
editing sheets of magazines, all that kind of stuff. A lot of them don't, it's not that they're dumb or anything, it's just they don't hear the reminder of knowing that they can't do it.
Right, and I've basically taken my talent and passion and turned it into a career. I didn't go to school for this, you know, to be a model or to be a consultant, but I've taken what I love doing and combined it with helping people, something else that I like doing, and actually made a career out of it. So, even though I was long by age out of the industry as a model myself, I've gone on to take what I've learned to help others and to make a career.
As far as, like, and then another thing I know as far as kind of hard, too, with some models, what is that perfect age? I want to say perfect. What age can a model get into the industry as far as starting out? There's a lot of them that have a lot of great potential, but they're afraid their age won't allow them to be into the industry. Is there truly a cutoff age, or is it just an age that most people just kind of put there as a desired age to work with?
It's according to what category they want to model in, but there is no age cutoff. If you're going to go into, say, high fashion runway modeling, the age is going to be different from if you stay in, say, commercial print or editorial. It's going to be an age difference there. But we have models that are doing commercial print that are seniors, that are, you know, over the age of 50. Then we have models that are very young, that start out, you know, maybe on the runway because of their height and body structure, that start out maybe at 12 or 13. So it really is, you know, you just have to know where you fit in the industry based on some of the industry standards. And then from there, just really focus on that category. But don't let your age, hold you back from doing either of them. But when you do get out there, go out there professionally and prepared.
Exactly, because that's one of the things I always told you. I always told them that age is not age. I mean, sometimes in certain brains, the way you go into it depicts age. But I don't really think you should allow it to hold you back. I've seen, there's models I know who are like 28, they really didn't get started until like 2 years ago. And like, once you be there with 26, I'm like, I've kind of started late, whatnot. But it's the fact that did you come into this game ready and all that good stuff? And are you making sure you're taking care of the lane that you're in? And well, now, if you're doing that, then you have nothing to worry about, in my opinion.
Exactly. Yep, that's true.
Okay, well, as we get ready to come to a close, I just want to, first of all, just thank you, most definitely.
Thank you for having me.
Your publicist is on top of it. Like, if I need these questions, I need this to be. Your publicist is on point. Shout out to your publicist for really taking care of you, make sure. It's always good to have a good team. And so I definitely show love to your team. And if you have a good team and the team is workable too, then it helps you. Because a lot of times, it's another thing too. We all have bad team. Like, some people have bad team members. And so you have people that are working for you and they portray a certain image that necessarily is not of the talent itself. And so that makes us screw stuff up for them.
Right. Exactly. And I really appreciate you having me on the show. I mean, this was awesome. I'm so glad that I met you and, you know, have made that connection both, you know, professionally and personally. So I really appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you so much. And I do want to offer a copy of my book free to one of your listeners. So if you wanted to have something, you know, later on, a caller or a contest or something like that you have going on, I do want to be able to offer a couple of copies of my book to your listeners.
All right, y'all heard that, man. Y'all be ready, because, matter of fact, that's what I'll be doing. I'll be offering to the modeling community that's out there. That'd be something I'll be offering out to them, because they really, it's a lot of people that come towards me and they ask me of all the time and whatnot. And I kind of mentioned, I was all over the place, like, mentioning the models, but obviously I'm asking this, that, and the other. Or I just don't like them not. It's like, I hate watching people have great potential and not be professional about it. It just bugs me.
Exactly. And I do, along with my book, I do offer, and any other time, if there are some questions that someone had that they weren't able to get out today, I do have a chat live service on my website at www.fashionmodelconsultant.com, and you can just go and click in and actually personally chat with me back and forth with any questions that you may have.
Well, there we go, y'all. Well, that is the lovely, talented Tanalea Shamley. Oh, make sure you show some love. Go ahead and give some love to a couple of people, most definitely.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
yes, definitely to my fabulous assistant, Leonore Alba. She has been by my side for a long time, not only working with Fashion Model Consultant, but a lot of other projects. And she has been awesome. She's helped me, and she's probably the one that you have communicated with a lot. And also to all of my people back home in Washington, D.C., because I'm not there, and they're doing their thing. I have friends that have gone on being designers and just are really doing great things. And we have projects that are coming up that are in negotiation or in development. And I'm really, really blessed to be associated with such good people. So thank you to them, too.
And that's actually crazy because tomorrow's guest is actually in the area. He's actually in the area. Imorje Couture, he'll be on here. And both definitely one of these, I definitely want to talk about him because he recently put out a YouTube video, and he was basically, I mean, he really got on to plus models real hard. And a lot of people are already thinking, like, okay, so what did he say? He was being very inspirational because one of the things that keeps happening is these plus-size models are selling themselves short to try to get into the industry, and I hate to sit there continuing looking at it.
Right. Oh, that part of the industry, and that's like a whole nother show, but that part of the industry is growing, is very lucrative. So the plus-size model, rock on. Keep pushing, keep doing your thing. That's a huge industry, and they will do very well if they stick with it.
Well, definitely not. As I speak, I'm signed up onto your website as you speak, too, so that's what's going on. All right, so, man, y'all know how we do it, man. Y'all can check out, like I said, check out our show. Most of us go to epstyle.com. It'll lead you to a lot of things. It'll lead you to the magazine. It'll lead you to the social network. It'll lead you to the radio show. Everything that has to do with how to lead a family, y'all can find everything there. Make sure y'all can just check out the episode if you missed anything. Go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ or go to iTunes, type in Life at the Desk Live, look up the most recent episodes and find her. And there you go. You can listen to it for free as much as you want to. So there you go. And I want to leave y'all with this. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember where there's a J or there's a U. Through God, there is a way. And y'all have tuned to another episode of Life of the Desk Live. It's your boy, City J, special guest, Tony Lee and Shannon. Once again, I thank you again for coming to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, y'all. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.